Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is on this beautiful morning to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray this morning that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord if you're able. If you're not, we pray that something will be said or done, and through the broadcast and through the programs here on the station today, that you might be fed and uplifted. We just thank the Lord for this time He's allotted unto us. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road. That's just out of the Woodsdale community. If you're traveling north out of Hamilton, go out Route 4, turn left on Liberty Fairfield Road. And once you cross the river, you're in the Woodsdale, and just follow that on out. It turns into Wayne Madison Road, and we're located there on the left. Coming from the north, you come down 73 or Hamilton-Trenton Road, either one, and turn right on Wayne Madison and go travel a little ways south there, and you'll see the church located on the right-hand side. Sits back on the hill a little bit just before you enter into Woodsdale Community. We have morning worship is at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Sunday school is at 10. And today we're having a memorial service dedicated to those that have outstripped us and gone on. And following that service, there will be a family picnic there on the grounds at the church. Also tonight, there'll be a revival starting at Astoria Road United Baptist Church. Service begins at 6 this evening, but it'll be at 7 the remainder of the week. It goes through next Saturday. There's different preachers each evening. And so on behalf of Brother Kenny Murphy and them, we send that invitation out to you today. And invite you to join us. We also have a Wednesday evening service there at Baptist Chapel. We have a youth service and adult Bible study, and we'd extend that invitation to you again that you might join us in those services. We do want to ask a special request this morning and send greetings out. Our nephew Mike has been in Children's Hospital for about a week, and he's doing better now, but we just ask that you pray for him. We do understand that he might be listening this morning, and we greet him once again in the name of the Lord, thankful for what the Lord has already done, but trusting that he's going to go just a little further. And we just thank him for all of his many blessings. I'll share this and then get into word of prayer. The Lord blessed us last Sunday afternoon. We went down with two candidates for baptism to the creek, and before the service had ended on the creek bank, while we had baptized another one into the fellowship of the church. So we just rejoice in that and thank the Lord, and we'd invite you to join us now in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, this morning we come before you, God, seeking your face and favor, Lord, looking to you for the strength that we need to stand for the few minutes, God, how that you so graciously and mercifully granted unto us, Lord, and God, and while you've given us thoughts and given us texts, God, we realize, our Father, that the preaching of the gospel is so much more than that, our Lord, that it must be seasoned and directed by that precious Holy Spirit this morning, God, that he must take it to the places, God, that he must anoint it, Lord. Father, we come before you now, asking that it would be so, Lord, and God, that you might bless the reading, Father, the teaching, and yes, the preaching of your holy word this morning. Father, God, we ask you today, Lord, how to bless Mike there in the hospital, God. Father, those that might lie beside him or down the hall. Father, those this morning, God, not able to be up and about your business. And, oh, God, Father, we pray today, Lord, for those, God, confined to the homes. Lord, maybe in the nursing home or care facilities. Lord, that you might bless them. God, especially those today, Father, Father, and God, that have been such a great inspiration to us down over the course of our life. Father, we ask you this morning, God, how to bless, Father, those that remember this weekend. And God, as our nation pray, Father, I pray we'll take time to consider them, and God, that have paid the price, that we might still enjoy this freedom, and God, that we might be able today to gather and worship according to the dictates of our conscience and heart. Father God, we pray today that you would bless your church and your children as they gather from place to place today. And God, we ask you today, Lord, that you would bless the revival that's scheduled to begin this evening, God. Father, we know this morning how we can set a date. Father, we can schedule a meeting. But, oh Lord, it's only you that sends revival. So we look to you to that end this morning. And God bless those, Lord, that'll take the stand. Father, bless the little church there. And God, as they endeavor to reach out to a lost and a dying world. And oh Lord, this morning, God, we pray, Father, that this precious word would penetrate a heart. Father, the Holy Spirit, I would convict them of their sin. And Lord, yet again, by your mercy and grace, they might be born again today. Father, convict them now, we beg. And Lord God, once again, we ask for them that serve our country, Lord. Father, them that still today, God, are on the battlefield somewhere this morning, we thought. Father, as we journeyed in today, the saying, how some have give all, and all have give some, and some have give all. Father, protect them, God. Bless their little families. And Lord, we ask again for the good station, God. Father, we appreciate the ministry and the work. And God, each one that hath a part. Father, bless them now, we pray. And God, go with us now. Guide us through this hour, through these few moments of time. For we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This morning I'm going to turn for just a minute or two out of the first chapter of 2 Timothy. I'm beginning in the 8th verse. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Brother, I want to stop this for a moment there this morning. You know today what the apostle was speaking about, that marvelous, wonderful grace that was extended unto us.
us. Have that unmerited favor this morning. And God, in mercy and love, I reach down unto us today. Yea, this morning, as we remember those that have outstripped us and gone on. As we remember this morning, those that have perished on the battlefield for the freedom of our land. Brother, let us remember him that died upon the cross of Calvary, that you and I could be free today. Brother, that we could be free indeed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother, he gave all for us this morning. I'm just so we could have a little pleasure in this life. But he give unto us eternal life. Brother, he purchased for us this salvation. Brother, Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. Brother, I've watched the news this week. I'll tell you what, there's a lot I don't know. I don't know how to stop the oil. Brother, I don't know how to stop the catastrophe they've created. Brother, I don't know what to say to those that lost their jobs this week. Brother, I don't know this morning what the remainder of the day holds. But brother, I know in whom I have believed. With a surety and a certainty this morning, I claim Jesus. I like the song a while ago said, my hope is in the Lord. Yea, old brother Job, in the midst of his troubles, he'd lost his possessions, he'd lost his family, and brother, seemingly, his friends had turned, her so-called friends, had turned against him. How you talk about being in a place of the unknown. He'd lost his health. My brother, in the 19th chapter of Job, he cried out and said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. My brother, aren't you glad this morning that in the midst of all these troubles and trials, uncertainties, unknowns this morning, that there's still an anchor for the soul. My brother, you can not only know about Jesus, you can know him. My brother, I knew about him from my childhood up. I'd been taught, I'd been to the Sunday school. My brother, I knew about him, but it wasn't until he convicted me, until I repented and believed upon his name. My brother, that I knew him. This morning, he told the disciples there that he was going away, and he said, you know the way and whither I go. And they said, how can we? He said, I am the way, the truth and the life. This morning, you can know him and thereby know the way. And yes, my friend, as he taught in the book of John, you can know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And brother, do you know Jesus this morning? I'm not about him. I'm not about his promises. I'm not about his hope. Do you know him today? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. Brother, this future's uncertain. I don't know what lies between me and the river. Brother, this one thing I know. Brother, I know Jesus as my Savior today. And like the apostle, I am fully persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know this morning in whom I have believed. I've put my hope, my faith, my trust, my life into Jesus' hand today. And I know that everything's going to be all right. Have you trusted Him this morning as Savior? You can know Him right now. Call upon Him while He's near. Seek Him while He may be found. He'll save you just the same as me. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. God bless you.